Kashmiri migrants in Mumbai hope to return to their roots, though the ongoing J&K elections hold no significance in their lives. These Kashmiris migrated to Mumbai carrying the memories of their lost paradise. And though Mumbai provided them with the freedom that they could only dream of in Kashmir, a roof over them and a living, these Kashmiris still feel the strong urge to return back to their homeland. Ashok Pandit, who has been settled in Mumbai for over a decade, says that the ongoing election has done nothing to heal the age-old wound.
At present, Kashmir, your central government doesn't have a presence there, your state government doesn't have a presence there. The presence of Afghanis, the foreign mercenaries, is what is ruling Kashmir, and this is a hardcore fact. Elections is going to lead you nowhere. More problems are going to be created. More people are going to die. First phase is not over, and 150 people have been killed. Elections again is a big farce in Kashmir. It is a matter of shame that foreign observers have been allowed to come and observe the Kashmir elections. This itself proves that you somewhere are not sure whether Kashmir belongs to you or not.
L. Raina, a successful businessman, even after spending 25 eventful years in the business of Kashmiri handicrafts, recounts the memories of the bygone era in the state, though the J&K elections now hold no significance for him.
To be honest, we are not interested in that. We are interested in our future, in our welfare, how we can be securely settled in Kashmir. That's what we are here. We would like to have permanent connection on our motherland.
The rapture of bird song and murmur of gentle streams of yesteryears are still fresh in their minds. Hope has helped them survive long years, and it continues to lure them with the promise of going back to their roots in a peaceful state. Nijita Nandan, ANI.